Boys and girls, we bring you the first episode in the adventures of Sonny and Buddy. We find the two little boys, Sonny age 13 and Buddy age 14, living in a Texas city about 150 miles from the Mexican border. They are two normal, healthy American boys. They have returned home from school, played baseball for a couple of hours, and their mother has sent them to the grocery store for things she needs for dinner. And now we find Sonny and Buddy walking along the street on their way home. As Buddy says...
Listen, Sonny. Stop a minute. Listen.
Listen to what, Buddy?
That music. It sounds like a circus parade somewhere.
Oh, boy. That's a calliope.
A what?
A calliope. You know, one of those music wagons that always plays at the end of a circus parade.
What did you call it?
A calliope.
No wonder I didn't recognize the name. I always call it a calliope.
Or whatever it is, let's go and see it.
We haven't time. Mother told us to hurry home with these groceries.
Oh, we have lots of time. Mother isn't ready for these groceries yet. Oh, come on, Buddy. It's just around the corner.
Well, all right, but watch the time now, because Mother told us not to be late for supper.
All right, come on, hurry, walk fast.
Oh, boy, look. There it is, Sonny. Right across the street. Right in front of us.
Oh, boy, it's some kind of a circus, isn't it?
Well, I don't see it. It can't be a circus, but they're having some kind of vaudeville show up down that automobile truck.
Well, come on. Let's get closer and see it.
It's free, folks. All free. Step a little closer. It's all free. And just a moment, Charcoal Jones, that great minstrel man, will entertain you. I have just 6 more bottles of this famous medicine, made from the native herbs taken from the banks of the River Nile. Good for man or beast. Just 6 more bottles to sell, and then the big show begins. Who'll be next now? Well, I'll take one.
Hey, Sonny, do you think we'll have time to stay and see the show?
Gee, I sure would like to see it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, boy. Hey, where do you think they're going to have the show, though? I don't see a theater or a tent anywhere.
Well, they're going to have it right up there on that truck. Don't you see? They have it fixed up just like a little stage.
Oh, yeah. Gee, that's keen, isn't it? Gee, look at that tiny little piano. They must carry that along with them.
Yeah, they must live in that car in the front. Oh, look there in that window of the automobile. There's dishes and a stove and bed.
Yeah, just like a little house, isn't it? Hey, gee, it must be great to travel all over the world like that and go places and see different people and everything. I wish I could travel, don't you, Sonny?
I don't know. Mother said Dad ran away with the circus when he was a kid, and he said it was an awful life.
Oh, well, that was different. He more than likely had to feed the elephants and tear down the tent and do everything like that. But gosh, with a little show like this, all they have to do is to give the show, and when it's over, they start the auto and away they go. Gee, I'd like that.
I have just one more bottle. Who'll take it?
I'll take it, sir.
You take it. A wise man, and may you always prosper. Now gather a little closer, folks, and the big free show is on.
Come on, Sonny. Let's get up real close so we can see and hear good.
Well, Charcoal, you seem to be a little hoarse this evening. Have you a cold?
Yes, Mr. Doc, I have a cold, and it sure is worrying me a lot.
Well, what are you doing for your cold?
Just coughing.
That's good, buddy.
Mrs. Doc, I have a riddle I want to ask you.
All right, Charcoal.
Well, sir, there was a little man with one eye running down the street, and he was carrying a big rug on one arm and an old umbrella in his hip pocket. Now, what was that little man running down the street for?
Well, I don't know, Charcoal. What was the little man running down the street for?
Because he was in a hurry.
And now, folks, Charcoal wants to sing for you. Any song you request. Who wants to ask for a song?
Say, does he know the little red wheelbarrow?
No, sir, I don't believe I does know the little red wheelbarrow. How do it go?
It doesn't go. You have to push it. Listen, no joking, Charcoal. Can you sing Darkness on the Delta?
No, sir, I don't believe I know that one neither.
Well, suppose you come up here and sing it for us, little man.
Oh, no, sir. I wouldn't want to sing before a crowd.
Oh, that's all right. No one will hurt you. Come right on up on the stage.
Oh, gee, buddy. I don't want to go up there before all these people. What'll I do?
Oh, go on and sing. They won't hurt you.
That's right. Come on up, my boy. Now, what's your name?
Sonny.
Nice name and a nice boy. Ladies and gentlemen, Sonny will entertain you with his idea of how to sing Darkness on the Delta.
When it's darkness on the Delta, say that's the time my heart is light. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night. Feel the cotton all around me. Darkies singing so sweet and low. Oh Lord, I'm lucky that you found me where the muddy Mississippi waters flow. Now I'm lounging on the levee. I'm listening to the nightingale. Way up above, laughter on the left. No one's heart is heavy, 'cause all God's children got someone to love. When it's darkness on the delta, say only heaven is inside. When it's darkness on the delta, let me linger in the shelter of the night.
That's fine, splendid. And who is the little fellow with you, Sonny?
Well, that's my brother, Buddy.
Well, you're two fine little boys. I've got a little daughter. Hey, Betty, come over here and meet Sonny and Buddy. This is my daughter, Betty.
How do you do?
How do you do, Betty?
And do you sing too, Buddy?
Oh, no, sir, not much.
Don't you believe him, mister. Yes, sir, he does sing.
Well, come on, Buddy, and sing us a song. And after you've finished, I'll give you and Sonny a bag of candy kisses. Now, what do you say?
Candy kisses? Oh, boy. All right. Say, do you know it isn't fair?
Yes, I know it.
Ladies and gentlemen, little Buddy tells you why it isn't fair.
To taunt me, how can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for a day. It isn't fair for you to thrill me. Oh, say, honey, why do you do the things you do? It isn't fair for you to fill me with those dreams that can't come true, dear. Why is it you came into my life and made it gave me just a taste of high life. If this is love, then I repeat, it isn't fair for you to taunt me. How can you make me care this way? It isn't fair for you to want me if it's just for today.
What a boy. What a sensation. What a future for you two boys. Betty, those two kids with their voices would make a fortune for this show.
Why, what do you mean, Dad?
I mean I'm going to take those kids with me.
Oh, Dad, you couldn't do that. Why, their parents would never let them go.
Who said anything about asking their parents? I'm going to take them, I tell you.
Dad, you wouldn't.
Keep your mouth shut. You say another word and I'll... Now, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our evening performance. And I thank you one and all for your kind attention.
Well, hey, buddy. Hey, buddy, come on. We got to hurry home.
Oh, wait a minute, boys. You forgot the candy, I promise you. Betty, take Sonny and Buddy in the house car and give them a bag of your very best candy kisses. Go on now.
All right. This way, boys.
Charco. Yes, Mrs. Dark.
Get everything ready and start your motor.
Yes, sir.
Gee, this is a keen house car, isn't it?
Well, how would you like to travel with us and see the country? We're going to New York, Philadelphia, Hollywood, everywhere.
We've always wanted to see those places, but Mother says we can't go until we finish school.
Yeah, well, you won't need any schooling where you're going. All you need is your voice.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean you boys are going with me.
We can't do that, mister. We've got to go home. Mother's waiting for us.
Yeah, well, she'll have a long wait. We're going, Choco.
Hey. Oh, Dad, please don't.
Buddy, the car's moving. Oh, we've got to go home to our mother. We can't go with you, mister. We've got to get out of here. Come on, Buddy.
Oh, no, you don't. Betty, lock that door. I'll show them whether they're going or not.
Oh, Dad, please don't take him. Let them go home.
Get quiet, you little fool. Beat her up, Chocolate.
Oh, we've got to go home.
We can't.
Kidnapped. That's what's happened to Sonny and Buddy. Come on, girls and boys, we've got to rescue them. Be sure and listen for the next chapter in The Adventures of Sonny and Buddy. And don't forget, there is a mighty good moral in this first episode. And here it is. Never accept invitations to go anywhere with strangers, and especially on automobile rides. You see what happened to Sonny and Buddy. ¶¶